Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Mem Zayin, Baba Basra 147a, pagination is 293. We'll start at the end of the first wide line on the topic of wills, both the Shchiv Meira type on financial topics, when a person makes his statement on his deathbed as to how he would like his property to be dispersed, as well as ethical will, also expressed at the time of death, as a means of legacy and sharing life's wisdom or values with one's children. Now, we have commented in an article to Parshas Vayechi, I believe, that the ethical will is a little bit of a mistake if a person were to wait until their deathbed before sharing their basic values with their children. And that in many cases is indeed the case and is unfortunate. What a person can do at that time is perhaps solidify the values that were practiced and preached throughout the lifetime. In any case, we do have these two concepts of tzava'a, the financial aspects on which Chazal made special accommodation. They realized that if we require a full-fledged gifting process, the person on his deathbed could become very agitated from the legalities and making sure that his will is done. So they made certain accommodations that all he has to do is make the statement, "Kichsuvim v'chimesurim damu," and a lot of the considerations of legalities are overlooked and it's still effective. And again, the other type of tzava'a, which is the ethical statement of legacy. Rav Menashe bar Yirmiyah Amar Mehacha. Rav Menashe bar Yirmiyah cited the following verse as a source for Shchiv Meira, for the ability to make a statement on the deathbed. The pasuk says regarding Chizkiyah, "Bayamim ahem," it was in those days, "Chala Chizkiyah Lamus." Chizkiyah, the righteous king, was deathly ill. "Vayavo Elov Yeshaya ben Amotz," and Yeshayahu, the famous Navi, came to him. "Vayomari Lov," and said to him, "Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Tzav Leveischa, do the command to your family, Kimes Ata Velosichya, because you're going to die." And Rav Menashe bar Yirmiyah understood this pasuk, "Bitzavo'o ba'almo," that what Yeshaya was telling him was you could do that tzava'o, simply make the command and it will be effective because this is your deathbed, and that's the concept of Shchiv Meira. Rami bar Yecheskel Amar Mehacha. Rami bar Yecheskel learned it from a different pasuk. Va'achitofel ra'a, Achitofel, the famous advisor in the time of David who sided with the Avshalom rebellion. So Achitofel ra'a, he saw, kilo ne'esesa atzaso, that his advice was not being followed, and he realized that the rebellion would not succeed, and that David would regroup, and would eventually overcome Avshalom. Vayachav eshes chamoros, so he saddled his donkey, he left their group, vayelech el beso el iro, he went to his house, vayetzav el beso, and he commanded to his family, vayichonek, and he hung himself, and again, bitzavo ba'alma, it was simply a command to his family, because he had the status, apparently, of shchiv meira, of that final statement. So those are two among the discussion of this Gemara regarding Shchiv Meira. The Gemara continues and says that this Vayetzav El Beso, the command of Achitofel has to be discussed, because perhaps we're dealing with an ethical will rather than a shchiv meira, a financial allocation. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Shlosha devarim tziva Achitofel es banov. There are three things that Achitofel commanded his children. Three pieces of advice before his passing. Al tiyu b'machlokes, don't get involved in machlokes, arguments. Va'al timridu b'malchus beis David, and don't rebel against the kingdom of David. V'yamtiv shalat zeres, barur ziruchitim, and he gave a certain sign regarding the weather conditions on Shavuos. If these weather conditions are met, then you should plant wheat. You'll have financial success. So obviously, if he's giving these three pieces of advice, we want to try to dissect them. This is the person who was known in David's time as being the wisest. And his advice was Atzas Achitofel, the Navi describes it, the special advice of Achitofel. What kind of advice is this that he's giving to his children? So, machlokes, to avoid it, not talking about a disagreement, talking about a full-fledged rebellion, people rally around to depose somebody, to make them lose their job, to rally against somebody that'll destroy a family, etc. So I heard that Reb Moshe Meir Weiss on his daf shir cites the concept that machlokes stands for chelek moves, a portion of death. And that's what machlokes does, even though the people are very much alive, but they're living dead because they're so destroyed from a machlokes. I would describe machlokes as something that, besides all the damage it does to other people, it's also a mitzvah ben adam la'atzmo, an ethical mitzvah that a person should not get involved in this for his own benefit. It's not a good thing. Besides the damage Lashon Hara can do, it's personally damaging. It's interesting that the Malbim in Parshas Noso on the topic of Birchas Kohanim says that the first pasuk, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, is physical blessing. And he goes on to write that v'yishmerecha means miyetzer hara. Hashem should save you from the evil inclination. And the question is obvious: if this is a physical blessing, why would v'yishmerecha be referring to the yetzer hara, which would be more of a spiritual oriented blessing to save you from the evil inclination that's making you violate Torah? Why is it in the physical blessing? And the answer, I believe, is because we're referring to v'yishmerecha from the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara doesn't just tempt the person from doing mitzvahs or to do averus. The Yetzer Hara's desire is to totally destroy the person. Jealousy is not just a violation and could bring to violations like stealing. Jealousy destroys the very person who experiences it. He doesn't have peace in his life. And the same thing with machlokes. It's, as investment classes go, it's not just a big avera, it's also a bein adam la'atzmo, to avoid destroying the person himself. Don't rebel in Malchus Beis David is an example of the class of mitzvah of Bein Adam Lachaveiro. And Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, what will the weather conditions be, and therefore plant, is perhaps in the class of Bein Adam Lamakom, person wants to study Torah, Torah is what was given on Shavuos, and imein kemach in Torah. If a person doesn't have financial success, it's hard to study Torah. So he was giving an etza, a solution, a suggestion that would help the person in his spiritual pursuits. The Mefarshim in Ein Yaakov observe that presumably these were the items that Achitofel at his end failed in. These were the things that he made his mistake in. Machlokes destroys even the winner. And he was telling his children that's the lesson that he just learnt from the rebellion that he participated in of Avshalom on his father. Don't rebel against Malchus Beis David, you're going to lose. Now, Achitofel might have thought that since Avshalom is the son of David, maybe somehow it's not arguing on Malchus Beis David, but even that he recognized was wrong, that Avshalom was not the legitimate heir of David, and David is still alive, and the current king of Malchus Beis David is the person that you dare not violate, and he made that mistake, and he's being destroyed. And the question, of course, then what was the third item of advice? Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, you should plant if certain weather conditions are met. Why is he giving financial advice? And the Ion Yaakov points out that a person who does not have financial success is at risk of feeling desperate and therefore joining a machlokes. And the advice that he was giving was, besides the things that you should dare not do, there's something you should do to make yourself robust so that you won't consider violating my first two pieces of advice. And that was for a person to make the effort to have financial stability, because that leaves him in a healthy place. He quotes the Gemara that tells us, Ein meriva metzuya besoch beso shel adam ela al iske tevua. The arguments in the house happen because there's not enough grain, there's not enough sustenance. The pasuk says, Hasam gevulech shalom, if a person wants peace, chilev chitim yasbiyech, he should hope for Hashem's blessing regarding sustenance. There's an interesting statement on a practical level in Rus, Me'am Loe's comments, that when Rus collects this enormous amount, Eifas Sa'orim, in the field of Boaz, so the Me'am Loe's comments that she knew that she had to be industrious and try to collect as much as she could of what was permitted to her, because she was the daughter of a king. She probably had high financial needs from her upbringing, and even though she was deeply committed to Torah, to mitzvahs, to sacrifice for it, to honesty, etc., but she knew her risks, and therefore she was industrious and was blessed that within her class of poverty, she collected an enormous amount. That plays in to this advice of Achitofel. I'll tell you what you shouldn't do, but I also need to tell you how you can maintain yourself as stable so that you shouldn't do things that you recognize as desperate. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.